Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Jimmy Wilbanks, the mayor who served Dakula across 5 decades. Jimmy Wilbanks led Dakula in 2 stints separated by more than 20 years, and is credited both with modernizing the town and with keeping its growth in check. He conducted much of his business at a Waffle House. Few American towns get a mayor twice. Dakula got Jimmy Wilbanks for a quarter century, in 2 installments. 2 stints, 5 decades. Wilbanks was a lifelong Dakula resident, born in 1942 to Bill and Blanche Wilbanks. He was first elected mayor in 1971 and served through 1979. Then he left office and built a career elsewhere, working for the University of Georgia's Center for Continuing Education, and in 1979 taking a position with the Georgia Emergency Management Agency, where he stayed until retiring in 1988. In 2002, he came back and was elected mayor again. He held the office continuously from then until his death on January 3, 2019, at age 76, after a battle with cancer. He had been hospitalized shortly before Christmas. Asked once why he returned to politics, his answer was simple: he wanted to give back to the community that had been his lifelong home. "I just wanted to make as big a difference as I could," he said. What he's credited with. Wilbanks is generally credited with 2 things that sound contradictory and mostly aren't: ushering Dakula into the modern era through better infrastructure and by recruiting new businesses and amenities, and helping keep the town's growth in check as the rest of Gwinnett exploded around it. His pitch for local business was practical and rooted in daily life. "We're trying to bring more businesses to Dakula so people will be able to work here and not have to go downtown," he said in 2010. He also worked to expand recreation options and to build community traditions, among them Dakula's annual Memorial Day Parade, still one of the city's signature events. He credited residents rather than himself. "Longtime locals," he said, "were open to new ideas. Newcomers made the city stronger by bringing new ones." The Waffle House. Wilbanks was known for conducting city business at the Waffle House at US 29 and Harbin's Road, where he held regular meetings, including with the chair of the Gwinnett County Board of Commissioners. That detail became his memorial. After his death, the city announced it would name the intersection in his honor, following resolutions from State Senator P.K. Martin and State Representative Chuck F. Strachan. A ceremony was held at Dakula City Hall on August 12, 2019. His favorite Waffle House had by then been torn down, making way for construction of a new bridge over the highway. How he was remembered. Tributes came from across Gwinnett's political world. Representative F. Strachan said Wilbanks had made an indelible legacy on our community through decades of public service and the lives he touched. State Senator Renee Unterman wrote of walking a long walk together as Gwinnett and Dakula grew. Commissioner Tommy Hunter, who represented the Dakula area, remembered that Wilbanks always had a kind word and encouragement every time I met with him, and suggested a new bridge under construction be named for him. Perhaps the most personal tribute, Representative F. Strachan named his newborn son James Wilbanks F. Strachan. Wilbanks was an active member of Hebron Baptist Church on Hebron Church Road, where his funeral was held. In lieu of flowers, his family asked for donations to the American Cancer Society. What came next? Wilbanks had completed only 1 year of his 4-year term. The city council appointed Trey King, then chairman of the city's Zoning Board of Appeals and a former council member of 10 years, to serve out the remainder. King was elected to a full term in his own right in Notice of Violation Ember 2021. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.